Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. We're back. We're live. It's October. It's week 31 of us broadcasting from our individual homes. Any big news from Bryn or Nicole's vacations this past week? I know Nicole actually didn't have a vacation. Nicole had to go to work every day and run our wonderful show for us.
Great job, Nicole.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for not going on vacation last week. We appreciate it.
No problem. No, I just watched Netflix. So.
Oh. Yeah. So regular week for you then.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What? Have you guys watched... I don't want to make it sound like I liked it because I didn't like it, but it's the movie or it's the show on Netflix about the guy in Colorado who killed his family.
Yep, that was when I watched.
No, I didn't watch
You
that.
Watched that too?
Mm-hmm.
How sick is that guy?
What guy is this?
It's the guy who killed his kids and his
What's
wife.
What's it called? You guys have a title for it?
It's American, I forgot the title.
An American Murder, I think.
Yes, yeah. It was interesting, to say the least. And what was interesting was how she basically told the story, the woman that was killed.
How?
Much of what they use in this documentary, I guess. By the way, it's called American Murder, The Family Next Door. Much of what's used is her Facebook. She's posting all the time on Facebook, like most of us do. And they're able to use all that. They also were able to use her text messages and piece together all the things that happened.
Oh my
and
God.
They tell the story about this guy. His name is Chris. Is it Chris Watts?
Yep.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Watts. It's tragic. It's horrifying. I couldn't even finish it at the end when he finally is sort of he's telling his story about what he did. And this is the way he's going to stay off the death penalty, and listening to it, I think he's lying. It's probably way worse than he's even allowed making it sound, but it's just too tough to.
Could she have been saved through what she was posting?
No,
like, were there clues to it?
This is the part that I struggled with, and Nicole, I'll let you. Also comment, because I'm not sure if I just was sitting there. I don't know, but I'm sitting there thinking to myself, he doesn't seem like the type. He doesn't seem angry. Like, inside him, you'd have to be the angriest dude in the world to do what he did to a pregnant wife and two little kids. It's beyond anything I can comprehend. But the stuff they show of him, he seems like a quiet guy, and they even show videos of him playing with his kids, and he seems like a normal dad. So where did this come from?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was because there was some family drama, like his parents didn't like her and all that stuff. So
we don't like your wife. Could you take care of that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there, because that's certainly not kind of the pickup story you want to hear in the early morning hours. But I did.
But if anyone got tricked into watching it, thanks for the warning. I will not be watching that.
I watched it. I don't know what night on our vacation, but it's interesting, except that there's no breakdown of psychologically what's going on with this guy. Like, how's that even it's beyond any normal person's ability to comprehend how you could do that.
Yeah.
Bryn, bring us back to happiness. What did you, what's the highlight of your vacation?
Is it worth the watch? It sounds interesting.
No,
I mean,
no,
I
think
it sounds depressing.
No, I think
well.
You should watch it just because all the footage is from cameras, from like the body cams of the cops from the next day when like nobody could find his wife or his kids. Oh, and God. Then the surveillance, the camera from the
nest door knob.
No, it, yes, that.
Something like that. Yes. You mm-hmm. know, one of the moments that weirdly, this is like, I'm just horrified by the whole story. But as she's walking up her driveway and into the front door, her sort of patio, or what do they call that? I don't know. Your stoop, your.
Yeah, sure. Your porch, front porch.
Your porch, your porch. Sorry. Her porch is immaculate. And my porch has little Hot Wheels and it's just a disaster. And I'm like, how do people with two kids have such a clean house? Yeah. Yikes. Anyway,
well, maybe the wife is scared to not have a clean house.
Yeah. And then I also watched the Adam Sandler movie. Don't watch it. It's awful.
Oh, which one?
The Hubie Halloween.
Oh, dear God.
It's awful. It's horrible. Don't watch it.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
You couldn't decide to jump off like, this is horrible. I got to go.
Well, I fell asleep halfway through and then I'm like, oh, I'll finish it. It was stupid.
There's an HBO show called The Third Day starring Jude Law. And we're only on the second day. And it's that's a pretty twisted, like, I'm going to finish it because I'm like, what's happened? Is it a dream? It's about this like island that you can only get to when the causeway's not underwater. Like there's a tide that comes in, and when it goes out, you can get on and off the island. And it's just getting weirder and weird. And it starts weird and you can't believe the depths of weirdness. But that's that was like our big show this week.
All right.
Brittany, did you even get to what you
I haven't
did?
Watched any shows, no.
No, but like the highlight of your vacation. Did you go
I
anywhere?
I changed a starter motor. I've been using my dad's truck here and there, and I broke down at Home Depot trying to buy some stuff.
Home Depot.
And like Vinny, I noticed that the place is crowded. I mean, it's super, like, I get a little anxiety when I'm in the aisles and there's like a lot of carts going on and a lot of people. So I start being, I'm a lot more conscious of like how I'm breathing. So I'm holding my breath. It's just a weird thing. But other than that, I changed the starter motor and I learned how to do that on the truck. Other than that, Cameron, I mean, every day. Still the same thing.
If you're going to break down though, a Home Depot parking lot is a nice, I mean, you got a lot of fix it types around you.
Yeah,
I would be happy to, what's going on
over here?
I need some help.
I see your hood's up. Is there a, you know, I just happen to be a mechanic. Let me just wipe the grease out of my hands.
It's also weird though during COVID because I had a crowd around me like trying to help. Just like Vinny said, they're so, what's going on? And I'm like, I wanted to say back up a little bit, like get off of me.
Hey,
say you're too close. But
I've been
nice
in
people.
Confinement.
Very nice people there, yeah. But I called my dad and he helped me out. So
there was a really cute, I don't think you posted this, but you should.
I didn't.
Bryn is afraid to post too much stuff about Cameron because he feels like that defines him now.
It's my life.
That happens in his life is this kid.
Everything I do is that kid.
But this video is exactly what the world needs right now. Like, is, you know, oh, everyone's bummed out and pissed off at everybody else and, you know, F this, F that. The pure joy on this baby's face as she is.
What the world?
Yes, this is what we need right now. He's playing with the balloon. You know, you hit a balloon up in the air and a kid just goes for it and tries to catch the balloon. But the balloon is a little bit too big for. Can you please just post that?
I'll do that.
People need.
I agree, Sarah. I know.
Oh,
video.
You saw it too?
Yeah. And I told
I
him
watched
to post
it 50 times.
It's so
I'm like,
cute.
It's
so
it's
cute.
Just joy. It's nothing but joy.
Yeah.
There's no. I have found through the comments on my page the same thing that people are posting, saying things like, this is what I want to see right now.
Yeah.
Like happy
kids. I don't want
kids.
To see your angry politics. I want to see happy children having
Bryn.
A good time. Yeah, Bryn. Post it right
well, you
now.
Know, I want to show that I have a life and, you know, my
you
life
don't have a
baby.
Life. Don't lie.
You don't
Why
have
lie?
A life, though. That's it. That kid's your life. That's
is a harsh reality.
We went to the pumpkin patch over the vacation, too. And that was the event of the week, really. You know, I mean, what else is there?
I saw it. It looked adorable.
And I posted it. I'm like, sure. I don't have anything else going on. I can't, you know.
So, Brittany Boy, BrynnyBoy. Are you posting it right now? I see you looking at your phone.
Now, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. It's going to be up there in a second. Follow Brittany Boy. Look at this post and tell me that's not what the world needs right now. So good. Anyway, wow, that took a while.
Yeah.
Let's get to the bad news, which is SNL. I have not yet watched Saturday's show, and normally I would have watched it by now, but I'm so busy not doing anything. Comedian Bill Burr was the host, and Bill Burr is a controversial guy. I've seen a lot of his stand-up. He's got specials, and he can get uncomfortable. Like, he'll say stuff that's like, you're going, is that racist? And then when you think on it, you're like, yeah, it is. So the internet wants to cancel him over his monologue. And it's mainly because of his bit about Gay Pride Month that it starts out, you think, oh, God, dude, why are you bashing gay people? And then in the guise of like saying that black people aren't getting enough, he starts bashing them too. Like, it's, what did you think of the clip? Is it, oh, go ahead.
I haven't seen the clip, but for the record, he's married to a black woman. So, and I don't know if that's one of those things where he now feels he's allowed
safe
to say whatever
about
the hell
anything.
He wants.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. He is a comedian. Like,
right.
These are jokes. And this whole cancel culture thing, I think we're really swift to get to. Brittany, when you watched this, what were your thoughts?
That people are sensitive now.
Very sensitive. We're looking
tough
to be outraged.
Comedian, you know? I'll just air it for you because I do have the clip here. So.
Okay. This is his monologue, Bill Burr on Saturday Night Live.
How did they get all of June? Dude, black people were actually enslaved. They get February. They get 28 days of overcast weather. Sun goes down at 4 in the afternoon. Everybody's shivering. Nobody wants to go on the parade. You hook them up with July. These are equator people. Give them the sun for 31 days. This gay black people, they could celebrate from June 1st, June 31st, 61 days of celebrating.
So people are super mad. Meanwhile, they're jokes. And I mean, good comedy does make you kind of uncomfortable. So I don't know what will end up happening with this, but a lot of people found it insensitive and people are, you know, the internet hates Bill Burr right now. He also ragged on cancel culture. He said it was awesome that Rick Moranis got sucker punched, if you heard about this, because it proved that New York City's back, baby.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Do you have that isolated?
Give me one second.
Okay. I will say that in the interest of fairness, I should point out that nobody seems to be trying to cancel Michael Che, even though he told some jokes about Trump in the monologue. I mean, in
President
the
Trump claimed to have survived the coronavirus. Yay. I'm not going to say I'm disappointed, but it kind of feels like when there's a car crash and the only survivor is the drunk driver. Trump said him getting COVID was, quote, a blessing from God. And I bet even God was like, hey, we tried, guys. Actually, maybe we should be more optimistic about this. I mean, there's two ways we can look at it. Either Trump's telling the truth and we finally have a cure for COVID, or Trump is lying and he's still going to die. I'm not going to say that's a win-win, but it's definitely not a lose-lose. No?
So maybe he felt like he could say that because he knew everyone would be upset with Bill Burr. Did you find the other chunk that you wanted to play from him?
I did. Here's the...
So this is punch. SNL this past weekend. That was Michael Chan Weekend Update, and this is more from Bill Burr's monologue.
And speaking of dreams come true, did you see Rick Moranis got sucker punched on the Upper West Side? New York is back, baby! New York is back! Yes! We lost our edge there for a minute. City started looking like a giant Bed Bath & Beyond, and then bam! Oh, Ricky took one in the chops. It had to happen. That's what happens when you stick an M&M store in Times Square. All right? The universe has to balance itself. Get the peep shows back in Times Square. Old people can walk safely 40 blocks away. I don't know. I'll probably get canceled for doing that joke, you know? How stupid is that cancel thing?
Mm. And he goes on.
Yeah. They also tackled the Mike Pence fly. Mike has a pet fly, if you saw the vice presidential debate. Everyone wanted Jeff Goldblum to come on Saturday Night Live to play the fly. But instead, they had Jim Carrey back to play Joe Biden, who tries to teleport from his home to the debate and gets turned into the Jeff Goldblum version of the fly. So it was Jim Carrey impersonating Joe Biden, impersonating Jeff Goldblum, impersonating a fly.
All right.
Eddie Van Halen, as you know, passed away last week. And so Jack White paid tribute to Eddie, playing a guitar that Eddie had designed for him. And Bill Burr also did apparently this was the funniest sketch of the night, a skit about real Bostonians trying out new Sam Adams beer. Do you have that ready to go?
I don't like that.
I'm not really a beer drinker, but this might change
anyway,
that.
Anyway, hilarious. This is the kind of beer. And I am completely out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I teased you with two stories last news break and didn't get to either of them. So I will try to do the dating in COVID times and also threesome on the altar after these.
Luck. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.